More son Sawande Omakunde is one of five men charged with slashing tires on vans rented by Republicans on the day of the 2004 presidential election. Moore has been watching the trial in a Milwaukee courtroom every day, even though news reporters and photographers follow her in the hallways and ask her questions.
What do you think about all the attention that this case is getting? What do you have to say about that attention?
Usually politicians shy away from such courthouse confrontations, fearing their re-election chances will be damaged. But Moore says she's at her son's trial for a simple reason.
It's called biology. Like, this is my son. This is why I'm coming every day. I have an interest in this because he is my son. And above and beyond that, I think it's extremely interesting to watch the justice system work, or not work in this case, up close and personally.
Moore says she doesn't think much of the charges against her son and the other defendants in the tire slashing case. A Marquette University political scientist says by showing up in the Milwaukee courtroom, Moore may just be following society's expectations that mothers will support their sons. But Professor Janet Bowles says that could also be the advice of her son's attorney.
It shows a supportive family, that there are strong family values and family ties behind that particular defendant. And I think probably just as a mother, Gwen Moore wants to be there for her son.
Bowles contends that even if Moore's son would be found guilty in the tire-slashing case, the political risk to the Milwaukee representative is relatively low. Bowles says she can't remember too many politicians truly harmed by the escapades of their children. She says, for example, the drinking problems of President Bush's daughters didn't seem to damage the president's approval ratings. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.